What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special crossover event on Miss the Bus. The most talked about, most looked after, sought after event in history. Miss the Bus meets Better Call Saul.
Ooh.
Get ready. Prepare
yourself. That is a
good crossover.
We oohed at the same time.
I know.
I'm one of your hosts, Matt, and I'm joined by Bailey, Tyler, and for the first time ever on Miss the Bus, my little sister, Mary.
Welcome. Hey.
Well, I've been here, but just not.
She's always been
talking.
Here, but now she's actually
she's always
on
involved.
The show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the season premiere of Better Call Saul, season 4, which we just watched. We're super excited to talk about it. Before we get into it, if you like what we do, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search Miss the Bus. You'll find us on there. Leave us a review, rating. We really appreciate it. We're also on the Google Play Store, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube. Go through, click on our videos. We need some help on there. Spotify, the man will not allow us. And that is his fault and his problem.
Every single episode, we're bringing this up.
We are, until he changes his ways. And on social media, if you like average to below average shit, you can find us on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod, Facebook, search Miss the Bus, and our new Instagram. It's not new anymore, but...
It's newish.
It's newish.
It's new enough.
Miss the Bus Pod on Instagram as well. So we're going to get into Better Call Saul. Pretty much, I would say this is all going to be spoilers. So if you haven't seen it for some reason, just go watch it. It's an hour. You know, what are you doing with your life? And then come back and listen to us rant and rave or whatever we're going to do about it. So let's get into it. What did you guys think of the season premiere of season 4?
I really liked how long the beginning was for like what they do with him in like
the
future.
Flash forwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the flash forwards. I loved how long it was and how like intense. It just made you feel so anxious like all the way through.
Very tense.
Like all of us were just sitting there like extremely tense, and it was really good with what they did with like his whole fake identity type thing. Like he was in the hospital, and so like they're going back and forth with his social security number and his license and everything, and he's like sitting there freaking out because it's obviously not real. So I just like how
it definitely like reminds you just how like even on edge he is at that point in his life.
He looked like he was about to shit himself.
Rightfully so, I guess. But yeah, that was definitely, I guess, the longest that we've ever seen the flash forward.
Yeah, they never do him that long.
For a second part of me was like, do they have the balls to just make this entire episode in the future?
I was thinking that too,
or like
honestly.
Half of it. I think it would be super
that.
Cool,
and
but
for
I
like a split
like
second, I was like, maybe that's what they're doing. And they didn't, but that's fine.
But
that's
the fine. Thing is, with how it left off on season 3, if they would have just done a flash forward, I would have had a heart attack because I needed to know what was going to happen with Chuck.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, we knew what was going to happen with Chuck.
Honestly, I didn't know. I was thinking they might just not kill him off.
Here's
or
the thing.
Something,
I had never thought about from the moment the last season ended, over a year and a half, because that's how long it's been, I just always assumed, he's definitely dead. I never thought to myself, maybe something would, I don't even know, he'd get up and run out of the fucking house. I don't know what he would have done.
Whenever I saw the finale, I was dead. 100%. flames, everything. But then, for some reason today, I guess because the new season was premiering, I was thinking about it, I was like, you know what? There's a huge possibility that they do some type of he covers himself in
the
space
fucking
saran
wrap or whatever.
He just doesn't burn. I kept thinking what if there's a chance he's not?
He's immune to the flames.
I kept thinking what if he wasn't dead and the fire department got there in time or something like that.
Yeah. But that was the thing too. I was thinking the same thing, and then I was it showed the entire whatever room he was in, I think it was his living room. It showed it completely on flames through the window at least. And so unless he freaked out when it started and just took off running,
honestly,
there's obviously no way.
It also would have been one of those really big, I'm not saying the show can't do something like that, but it's the very tropey fake out where that's your big season 3 moment, and then you come back and it's oh no, he's fine.
And I guess Vince Gilligan doesn't
Vince Gilligan doesn't fuck around.
Wouldn't have wanted
fucking
him to
runs
be
people
alive.
Over with cars and breaking.
He would have just been a burn victim for the rest of the series.
And the thing is, at that point too, with what they did with Chuck's character in season 3, I feel like that was just the good send off. Not the best send off because he dies.
But it's the right send off for his character, because they definitely had built this character that you don't really, I don't know, maybe you have some sympathy for him towards the end of last season when he starts to just go crazy and kind of realize that he's been defeated. But at the same time, it's he's fucked over a character like Jimmy McGill that we love so much that right. it's hard to even.
I think it's just one of those things where they have the brother dynamic where they've always just fucked each other over.
Yeah.
Like just back and forth. Because like they have all the flashbacks in the other seasons where like, and this isn't even Jimmy fucking him over, but like when their mom dies, she starts asking like, where's Jimmy? Like before. Right. It's like stuff like that. Just, so yeah. It's like,
there's always that kind of.
They also, attention. Whenever they show like, the whole sequence whenever Jimmy's like waking up in the morning and making his coffee, drinking his cereal.
Pouring like half a gallon of milk.
We like fixated on him pouring the milk for like a solid like 2 minutes.
Crazily. He did. I mean,
he gave no shits about pouring that milk.
He just...
I've just never seen someone not look as they pour milk. I don't know.
I was thinking like once he gets his coffee done, is he going to pour like the other half in there? Like look how much milk he drinks in a day.
But it just showed like how like normal and okay with life Jimmy was at the time, mm-hmm. and then you knew like it was leading up to him finding out about Chuck, so at right. that point, and then when he does it that whole part where he's like rushing over within the car and then just like sits on the bench not
done
saying
really,
anything
really well.
And mm-hmm. you just see the house in the back, and the house is like completely ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Like
really cool
like,
shot where he's standing there with the house
oh
kind
yeah
of in the background of mm-hmm. it,
and that's when they like bring up the whole like all the electronics were in the back yard or wherever he put them, and it yeah. just proves that Chuck like wasn't okay.
Did you guys expect any kind of like, I'm not saying more emotional, because I feel like he's definitely dealing with it, he's like taking this hard throughout the whole episode, but did y'all expect a different kind of reaction from him? Like
honestly,
did you expect him to like cry or be like more hysteric about it, or was this like very much in line with what you kind of think Saul at this point is, or not Saul
yeah,
but you know,
because I mean at the end of season 3, Chuck straight up told him, like, you've never mattered that much to me, Jimmy. So, yeah. like, honestly, I was surprised that he was even this upset, because I feel like at that point he was just so done with Chuck. So, I mean, it is, like, I mean, obviously it's his brother, so he's going to be upset, but I couldn't really picture him being, like, more hysterical
right.
about it just because of that. So, it's, like...
Because it's kind of, like, a weird position to be in.
Yeah.
Like, to have, like, this falling out with your brother that's always been building, and then, like, not that long after it's for him to just be...
He seemed like he was more numb than he was
yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
Like he just had no emotion towards it, which
that's
what I like definitely expected.
Yeah.
That.
And that whole scene on the couch definitely reflected that too, where him
yeah.
and Kim finally just kind of like have a drink, but then
he sits in the same position for
for 7 hours.
I thought like he felt distraught, but then once Hamlin was like, it's kind of my fault. Or, like, he thinks it's his fault.
You think that kind of snaps him out of it?
Yeah, because I guess he was blaming... Yeah. He was definitely blaming himself. But then when Hamlin says that, he's just like, okay, it's your cross to bear. So he just hands it over.
See, I feel like this episode, in my opinion at least, like, they were building up the whole... At the end of last season, they were building up the whole Saul Goodman character. And I feel like in this episode, it shows him, like, transitioning over into that. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't really showing too much emotion about his own brother's death throughout, like, most of this episode. Like, he was freaking out in the beginning, but it's, like, at the very end whenever, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Hamlin?
Is it? No, his first name.
I forgot to, honestly, so I just called him Hamlin.
The dude?
The attorney? We just were saying it.
No matter how many times I hear this guy's name,
someone
I can't remember it.
But, either way,
Howard. Because it wasn't anyone's specific fault that, like...
No.
He was going crazy because of the electric stuff, right?
Yeah. He was just, like, mentally unstable to begin with. Yeah. So you can't really... It's one of those things...
It's not really Howard's fault either.
No,
whole story
the thing
was...
The no one's fault, really.
Did things that kind of messed with his head in the end, like Jimmy scrambling the numbers and messed with his head in the end. But it's like, I think this was going to happen at some point eventually because he was just so crazy.
And see, I've never liked Howard at all. I don't think you're supposed to really like him much.
I kind of liked Howard in season 3.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying I don't hate him in the sense that like he annoys me or like that is like the actor playing him is bad or anything. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't really give a shit about him.
I enjoyed
but, like,
him a lot.
So basically, from my opinion of him, how it is, it's kind of like his whole story when he's saying that. I'm not saying it's bullshit, but it's like him almost trying to like. Look for more attention. I'm probably reading too much into it. That's why I'm sitting there just like, it's not your fault. Like, sit there and fucking ramble.
Right.
On,
but it's like, one of those things where you think he's sitting there, like, saying it's his fault because he's waiting for them to be like, no, right. it's not well, your
but
fault.
It's very realistic, too, like, in the sense
he
that
he cared
when,
for Chuck the most,
well,
I feel.
Yeah. And he also is, like, dealing with that guilt. So he's wanting someone to tell him that so he himself can be like, you know what? It isn't my fault. But then
he's looking for that external.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then Jimmy's just like, no, yeah, it's your cross to bear. So and then he's like, I'm going to make some coffee. Anybody want some? And, like, feeds the fish. And it's just like, yeah. I mean, that again, like, that's when you're seeing him transition into
Saul. I feel like to even connect it or look into it in a deeper level, too, the way that the episode ends with him, and obviously he's changed a little bit because of this, but, like, he's essentially in the same place, like, literally that he was when it began, mm-hmm. like, making coffee.
And feeding
it's
the
just
fish.
Like, yeah, and feeding the fish. Yep. So it's like, this is obviously going to, like, help this transition into Saul, but at the same time, it's like he's kind of already... He's already there.
Yeah, he was, like, already there to be. It. I like that, too, that they, like, started and ended the same way.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure.
That was awesome. We also didn't talk about...
Well, I was going to say, we have some other characters to visit, too, so I think we'll go to Nacho. Nacho. We'll go to that,
oh,
too.
Man. So we were talking about this right before we started recording, but I really grew to love the character Nacho in the third season, and so seeing everything happen with him and, like, you see... His name escapes me. I
Who?
Wanted to say not
Hector.
Gus. Hector.
Hector.
Okay.
Hector.
You see him being wheeled off after the whole pill fiasco, right. and everything with Gus and him just pretty much like knowing what's going. Like mm-hmm. you assume that he kind of knows what's going on.
Who, Gus?
Yeah
Gus
for sure.
Knows.
Right. Definitely. And so you see,
I mean,
like
he's too smart.
Well, yeah. That's the thing.
Gus
it's
knows
like,
everything.
It's like he's practically a super.
He's just attentive.
Villain here.
You know, if I was Nacho. Because, like, I already did the fucking cool coat trick in season 3, I would just bet on myself, and I would have just dropped in that little hole in the
that's
drain. I would
have
been like,
they
you
were
know
teasing
what, fuck,
it.
I didn't do this.
I like how they were teasing that.
He should have just shot for it from a distance.
He's like,
I got
what
this.
Kobe.
Oh, man. I like, really liked what they were doing with his character, but then Mary and Tyler are both just like, he's probably about to die. And
I think this is the last season. Because,
I mean, the dude, I don't know his name, that Gus slits his throat with the box cutter in Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
and
sees him.
He's literally watching him with binoculars. So,
exactly.
I mean, he knows he's probably about to get Gus to do something to him.
But
wouldn't
Gus want Hector fucked up, though?
Right. That? Well, that's what I'm so confused about. It's like, I don't understand why Gus wouldn't be supporting what Nacho's doing.
I feel like Gus wanted to do something just like... Because he said he didn't want Hector to die in any kind of like easy way. And he wanted to like fuck him up so bad.
Yeah,
and he probably wanted to do it himself. Because
that's why
he stops
Mike because he says a bullet would be too humane.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's that, but I don't know. I just... It's almost like a power thing with Gus. Like, he doesn't like the fact that Nacho's kind of doing his own thing and taking over, maybe. So, like, that's why he's not okay with the way he's doing it. That's the only reason I would see as to why he would have an issue with it.
But does he even really have an issue? Like, do we know that he has an issue?
I guess
I could
not,
see them,
but,
like, sort of teaming up in this season. Like, I don't know where it's going to go.
I mean,
sure,
I would hope they would team up.
It kind of seems like that's
but
where
that's,
it's headed.
That's
because where
thing.
Else do they go? Where, I mean, who else do they
Did even... Mike know that Nacho was going to do that with the pill?
See, I can't. And escapes
well,
me.
Yeah, because I thought he knew because of the whole the nerdy guy with the Hummer.
Yeah, that's who he got the pills from.
Yeah, he got the pills from that, and he knew he was getting the pills.
Okay.
Like,
see,
Mike,
so Mike
knew
knows.
He was getting pills. So
Mary and Bailey just rewatched this.
Yeah,
like,
literally like a
much,
week ago.
Yeah. I think me and Tyler haven't seen it since when it came
I
out.
I watched
over
it
a year
TV,
ago. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they take Nacho's character, and it does really seem like. This season may even focus more on him than they ever have, but then it may end up with him dying. I don't know.
They like knows? To do that to us.
They do.
He's got to be in the Spider-Man sequel.
That's
oh,
true.
True.
You
know?
Get
true.
Done with Saul. You got to get over there. Okay, and then we got a lot of Mike in this episode, too. We were talking... There's a little bit of confusion, at least from us. I feel like people on the internet, it's probably much more obvious. But with the check that he gets at the beginning of the episode, is that just his... Tyler had this idea, and I guess I kind of think so too. That's where
I could be completely wrong.
That's the thing. We may all just be like, have missed something or whatever, but I'm assuming, yeah, like what Tyler says is he got that check, and that's like a test, like go over.
Infiltrate this place because he like him and Gus have agreed to work together, so I thought maybe him getting that check for all that money was like a test to like go to this place and see if you can get in,
like, or like a trial run kind of
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. Which I guess would make sense.
But right. That could be completely false, and maybe we'll know by next week.
If that's not it, then we either completely miss something, or they are just like, you don't know what this means yet.
Because I just don't really remember where Mike's story ended last. I remember him and like us kind of shook hands or whatever.
Right.
And that's all I kind of remember.
Well, yeah, that was like, it showed them at his old job, the like parking garage, wherever he works thing. And that was when like Gus came and talked to him, and he was just like, all right. And then he had to quit. He had to get back his windbreaker.
Like, couldn't keep his fucking jacket.
Man, imagine like having to wear that jacket after he wore it for so long.
I know. Like, I just went and put it on and sat in there like he was fucking...
He was like, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
We need the jacket back, man.
Tell you what, Mike like riding around in that fucking cart too is pretty funny. That was hilarious.
He was just like cruising around a warehouse.
And like
amazing.
Being in the break room, just like joining in the conversation and like about signing Muhammad the Ali. Card. And like nobody's just like, who the hell are you? They just like accept it.
Right, and he signed the card Reach for the Stars, which I thought was amazing. Yeah.
What I love about the show too is like all the scenes with just people talking is very quiet to build tension, but when like things like Mike doing that or people driving around, the music's always really on point.
Yeah, it is.
The music was amazing for this episode. Like,
I feel like the music and like a lot of the like kind of tension building moments through quiet is almost better in this than it was in Breaking Bad, and it's amazing in Breaking Bad.
Things
really stand out to me a lot in this show. There's like little details.
Right, it definitely echoes Breaking Bad. Like obviously Vince Gilligan knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, like Breaking Bad's obviously a more tense show, but like it's just crazy that this show that's kind of like
it's like little things,
it's simple
that you wouldn't think would be tense.
Yeah,
that's what makes it
it's like
tense.
Conversations are tense,
like that whole part in the taxi when the driver in the beginning when the driver's just like looking like constantly staring at him. Part I'm just like
fucking hate, because
I was like, where are they gonna go with this?
And you have to wait an entire year,
right?
A year and a half.
Yeah,
because
they never show anymore.
Nothing happened, and that's what makes it even more
but
tense.
That's what it always is.
I think the dude just recognized them. I think that's all it is. Just keep recognizing him.
That's just what sucks about that, though, because they never like you just get the tension, and then you get absolutely no like payoff.
Right.
So you just will never know until it gets to that point.
It's just kind of I guess that at the end of Breaking Bad, he would have been like nationally known. Because I was gonna say he's like in it, like he's moved so far away, but I guess that doesn't even matter.
But I mean, his commercials were always on TV and stuff.
But
you
assume he's like a local lawyer in Breaking Bad, right?
Oh so, yeah, like, you're right.
But it is this thing that like the whole Walter White scenario was like
it happened in
national.
New Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I'm sure people would recognize
people,
him. So I guess that is what it is.
When people found Walt, people like. I don't know. People would have been like the DEA or whatever would have been able to figure out who was linked to who.
His face would have been like everywhere.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And it's not the way he looks in the future isn't like that different.
I mean, he just has like a receding hairline.
He's just very bald.
With a mustache and glasses. Yeah. Like there's not that big of a difference. Right. So he's a very familiar face.
God. But yeah, I guess I'm back to Mike though. I am kind of curious too where everything's going to go with him, because I've always loved Mike. Was like probably my favorite character in Breaking Bad. Like from the moment he's introduced, the show is always good, but from the second he's in it, I just think like just the tension and everything constantly, there's just always this threat of this guy that's just like so smart. Like not Gus level smart, but he's like out in the field doing shit.
He's like
shit
the definition of walking common sense.
Yeah.
It's
that's the thing,
that,
he's always so funny
and
too.
And it's like he's so no nonsense kind of thing. So you just, I don't know, you get so used to him being like
and
that.
That's even more the scenes with his granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
I'm always bad
Kaylee.
With
Kaylee.
Relations, whatever.
Kaylee.
But yeah, like all the scenes with him and her, it's just always so like, that's why it's even more touching.
It makes
you
me
see
sad,
these like different sides of him that are just so different.
You see a good pop.
Yeah.
I mean, the episode in season one where they give the backstory of his son is like, I thought
oh
it was one
God,
of,
yeah.
I thought that was like one of the best episodes of TV I've ever seen, because
it
stands alone pretty much.
From the beginning, when I saw that, I was always like, this could have just been a Breaking
What's
Bad
funny
episode.
Was when I watched that on TV, I got like, my dad watched it with me too, and he doesn't even watch the show, but it's just like, it's so standalone, and like he thought it was awesome.
It definitely is. I also liked that, because that hose was a callback to like an earlier season, right? When he made that.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was pretty cool too.
God, the show knows what they're doing.
They definitely do. It's going to be really interesting to see where this goes. How much longer do y'all think the show?
I was actually just talking about that too, because they were saying, Mary and Tyler both said that they think it's just going to be season 5 and that's it, which makes sense, because that's again, like, they're building up the Saul Goodman character already, so it's like, what else can you do at some point?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to. The thing is, I love this show, and I don't even think, I'm not saying this is a weakness, but it is a very slow show.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to be patient with it, and they do a very good job, like Tyler was saying, of like, when it's just people talking, it still makes sense.
That's essentially
tense.
What the show is. It's just dialogue.
It's just dialogue, and it's just tense.
It's
but
done so well, but you can only drag that on for so long.
That's the thing. You
and
run then, out of eventually.
Yeah, the time, like, the clock is ticking. So
well,
I
it's
mean,
not only that, but like, Vince Gilligan obviously knew when to end Breaking Bad, so I feel like he's going to know when this show is, like, it's done. And you can't do the whole, like, keep it going because it's doing well and popular.
Right. And he's not going to do
that,
because that's not
It's going to suffer because of that.
It's already been renewed for season 5.
Right. Well, I know that this definitely isn't the last season. Like, I knew that already, but that's what I think. I think the season after this will probably be it.
Yeah.
I guess I could see them doing it's two
maybe
more.
Six,
I feel like every good show should be 5 seasons.
Yeah. That's like
I feel like it's the perfect length. You know, 5 years.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. But yeah, it'll be cool to see. If you watch the Comic-Con panel that they did for Breaking Bad, they got into some Better Call Saul stuff. And he made it seem, and we had talked about this on the regular weekly show too, that they had mentioned that there's a possibility of like Walter and Jesse showing
cameos,
up at some point,
right?
Maybe in the next season. But he also opened up an interesting idea of like, this isn't necessarily locked into being a origin story, backstory. Like, it could theoretically catch up, and then we could explore, like, the timeline that we see at the beginning of each season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even different parts of during Breaking Bad. Like, so that's the thing. Like, that's where I could see maybe it goes on for a little bit longer than we're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, because they could extend it to pass, like, after Breaking Bad.
Right.
But like, do you want that, though?
I mean, honestly, I don't know if I do. I kind of like it just seeing the future for little bits of time.
Right.
Like, I don't think it would
be
that interesting.
Really well.
It makes it more important.
If they had a whole season about that, I don't think it would be that interesting.
It wouldn't.
I don't think I would want a whole season either. I would be okay with,
maybe,
like
an episode or two.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or
I could
special.
Even see a few. Mm-hmm. I could see it being a few episodes, like almost like the way True Detective ends with like they finally catch it up in like the 6th or 7th episode.
Yeah,
have two in the like future timeline. I could see something like that.
I
happening.
Actually would probably prefer it just to be like that. I don't want any more extension into those universes because they've just been done so well that like why if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know,
right?
Agreed.
For sure. I think it's just once all this is over, it's going to be like we do need a little bit more closure to his story other than he escaped to work at a Cinnabon. You know what I mean? So like that's why I think they will definitely explore it when they reach that point. But you know, how long do we have until then? Who knows?
But at the same time, like that timeline may just never be resolved. Maybe we should just think that he's always going to be living in fear of being caught. Because I mean,
he's always on the run.
It all depends on how they close out, I guess, essentially what the last one of those like flash forwards would be. Like because right now there very much is like something, you know, like they're showing different parts and like things that are happening to him. But I feel like it would have to end on this like, just this is his life now. You know
I will
what I
say
mean?
Though, this flash forward is the first time in a really long time that you've seen something that is more intense than just him dealing with like mall stuff. Like it's something
daily
that's
challenges
like
of working.
It's just
a
like something more of him like dealing with his actual past, like way more in this, which I think is a good sign that like this show's coming to a close because they're wrapping that up too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're about to bring you back into that part of. I don't know, the future.
The future. But yeah, you guys got anything else? Any
I'm
other
like
big
really,
takeaways from it?
I'm just, I think we're all so excited about this season.
How long are these seasons are normally what?
10.
Like 10?
10 episodes, yeah.
So they're shorter than Breaking Bad seasons, right? Because Breaking Bad, for the most part, was a little bit longer, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think Breaking Bad was normally like
13. Season 5 was 16.
Yeah.
I like it, though, at 10.
Oh, for sure.
I think it needs to stay.
I think it's the perfect length for a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all want to just give the episode a rating, though? What'd y'all think?
Oh, we didn't even talk about this. I don't know.
We are now.
Okay, so like for an opening for a season, what would y'all consider this? Like
8.5.
An 8.5?
Yeah.
I'd probably give it like an 8.
Yeah, I was thinking like 8.
All right, I'd probably give it an 8 too. So
yeah,
it was good.
I normally when I think about like first episodes and if I just think it's generally really good, I'll just go 8.5.
Right.
I feel like
that's like your.
I don't have any complaints. It's just you know.
No, yeah, it was good. It tackled all the things that going into it we knew it was you know setting itself up.
Yeah, and it answered stuff from the finale. Like, it just, it didn't make you wait, which I'm very glad that they did that, because they could have just like completely left out Chuck or something to make things like, to mix things up and keep you
to keep you
kind of thing. So I'm glad that they didn't do that, because I wanted to know
no nonsense.
Yes, as exactly.
Mike would do
exactly.
So yeah, this is our review of the first episode. We didn't really announce this on the weekly show, but we're gonna be doing a kind of just like a mini series along with Better Call Saul, where we're just gonna review them every week as they come out. So just,
it's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
We really enjoy this show.
So obviously, if you're listening to this, you watch Better Call Saul, hopefully. And if so, we'd appreciate you guys just, you know, watching it and tuning in right after. We'll try to get these episodes up Monday night each week.
Yeah.
And
it's like, consider us the talking Saul thing, because I don't know if they're doing that.
Yeah, because now they have that weird like Lodge 49.
I was gonna say,
Lodge,
you got that shit in there now. So if you're a talking Saul fan, I think we've shit on talking Saul too. But you know what?
We did.
We love you, got you talking Saul fans. And,
we do. Yeah. So come and listen to us.
There's podcast. No fans now, talking Saul is dead. Miss the Bus is here.
Here we are. So come and listen to us about talk about it. Saul. Yeah. Talk about Saul.
Talk about Saul. We didn't come up with a name for it. We'll,
we haven't.
We'll
We're going to come up with one by the next episode.
Gus. Miss the Gus. That's
no,
it.
That's not it. That's
work
bad.
On a logo. But yeah, as
you
always.
Gus
like,
running after a bus.
I should do that. I will do that.
Okay, good.
Like we said, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Find us all over the internet. We really appreciate it. Signing off. Until next week, check out our weekly show. Love you guys.
Hasta la vista.
Later.
Thank you.